Hello and welcome to How the Josh podcast show. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. Whenever I think about today's guest, I'm astonished by her talent, energy, and her creativity. I'm sure you have seen her quite often on screen. She's the girl from Girliappa, talent from Timeliners, been actor to daily soaps and wonderful films. She came, she conquered, she consolidated. She's SR Channa. Let's welcome this undying, imperishable, gorgeous lady on the show. Welcome SR Channa to the show.
Hello, hi. I'm
How are you feeling, SR?
I am feeling very excited, sir.
Oh, that's such a great thing, SR. So I think we should really move on with this excitement. We are really happy to have you on the show.
I am very, very happy to be on the show.
Lovely. It's a pleasure, SR. So moving on, SRs, like, could you please take me back to the early childhood and how was the SRs during the childhood times and how did she find out her way to this industry?
I mean, so when I was like, say about 3 years old, I was a very dramatic, active child. And there was this scene from Sholay that used to come on TV and I used to imitate that scene every time. I used to pick up a thing. And imagine a three-year-old doing that. So my mom was always very surprised. And there was this casting lady who was a very good friend of my mother. And she was like, why don't you get her into acting? Why don't you get her to do auditions? Because girls her age, usually get into ads and stuff. And it's like, she obviously likes it. So I started giving auditions and stuff. And that's how I got into it. I did my first ad for an insurance company. And that's how it began. Yeah.
All right. So, like, it was like bachpan se that there was an acting era in you, and you really wanted to explore this industry, basically.
Yeah. It was
definitely. Yeah. Like, what was your first film or the first daily soap that you have done?
My first film was Vasu Shastra. It was directed by Saurabh Nanang, and it was produced by Ram Gopal Verma.
Oh, that's lovely. And your first daily soap?
My first daily soap was again for Star Plus. It was called Kabhi Aaina Judai. So actually, that was the first thing that I did. I mean, on the set of Aaina Judai, the AD of Vasu Shastra had seen me and she asked me to audition for Vasu Shastra, and that's how I got Vasu Shastra. So first, Kabhi Aaina Judai happened. I was 3 years old then, and then Vasu Shastra happened.
Lovely. So, like, even speaking about your filmography, like, you have done the daily soaps like Devo Ke Dev, Mahadev, and also, like, films, like, the people have really loved, basically, My Friend Ganesha, and also, like, Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, that happened to you in 2006 and everything. So, I think you have always been from, like, so much of various platforms of storytelling. Like, may it be a television platform that we spoke about recently, then also there has been a platform where you have done films. You have, like, recently, the web series Onto the Hype. And you've also been doing a great web series. So speaking about the highlight of the year, and everybody has really loved this web series from the bottom of their heart, that is the Kota Factory.
Right.
Exactly. Because, this web series really speaks about the, like, the life of the science students in their 12th standard and how this everything goes. Because I think it was really a shift from the normal web series that I created, like, the rom-com web series, to a shift to the real-life stories.
Right. I've actually been very lucky with Kota Factory.
Exactly. So what was your approach towards this whole web series of Kota Factory?
My approach, when I read the script, I really, really liked it because it was something very different. And I don't think TVF has done something like this before. So this was a very different topic that we touched. And like the entire concept and also like it is... It's also like it gives out a very great message with a tinge of comedy, and it is. I mean, I've been very lucky to be a part of this show, and I really, really liked it. Even if I was not in the show, it would have been one of my favorite web series. That's a definite. So yeah,
definitely. And are you from the science background?
Sorry.
Like, are you from the science background?
Am I from the science background?
No. Like, are you from the science background? Like, after 10th, we select, like, science, arts, commerce. So, like, are you from the science background?
I didn't understand. I mean, your voice is, like, it's muffling, actually, so I can't really understand.
Okay, is it clear now?
Yeah, it's echoing, but yeah.
All right. So, I'm saying, like, are you from the science background? Like, after 10th, we choose, like, arts, commerce, or science. So, are you from that science background?
No, I'm into art. I am an art student. I have no idea about IIT science or anything. So, like, even in the show, I'm playing a medical student, right? And there was a lot of medical terms that I had to say, and it was very difficult for me because I never heard those terms. So Raghav, the director of the show, really helped me. So he sat like an hour before the scene, and he just taught me everything. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm an art student. I have no idea about what's going on.
So basically, this was a bit of a challenging role for you because you have never been into that space, and you had to get into that space and master it in order to show it on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that I had like a lot to do. I mean, in that sense, I mean, there were not many scenes where I had to like be a medical student or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that one particular scene, in fact, two scenes were like still difficult, and I was like, there were like longer lines than usual, and Ransom really helped me.
All right. And also the film of yours, which was in Telugu, that which released in the year 2014, that is Appavin Misai.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. So, like, you know, you come from basically from Jalandhar, from a Punjabi family, I guess. So, like, how was it for you to work in Telugu?
So, it was a Tamil film. And I was actually told that it's going to, like, my lines are going to be in Hindi because my character was a Muslim girl in the movie. And so the director, like, last moment, she changed that, no, actually, you know, this character will speak in Tamil because it's a Tamil film.
Okay.
So I was super, super nervous at that point of time. We shot in Kolkata for like 2 weeks. And I was extremely nervous because I think Tamil is the most difficult language. And that is something that you can't learn in like in a day or two. And there were like really long lines for me, but I somehow managed. And the director of the Rohini supportive, and she gave me like, she made me feel really comfortable on set, and she gave me like a lot of time to learn my lines. So I used to like sit on set all the time, like every, even breaks, I just used to learn my lines and stuff. And everybody, like even the actors were super supportive because they, I was the only artist who didn't know Tamil. I mean, everybody was from the Tamil industry, and I was the only one who didn't know Tamil. I was from the Hindi industry. So they were really, really, they made me really feel comfortable. And it was a fun. I haven't watched the film. I really want to watch the film. But I think it's come out really well. The whole concept, the whole storyline was really beautiful, and it was something that I never done before. If you see, I was playing a factory girl in the movie, and I had like a lot to do in the movie. So I had an amazing time.
All right. So do you remember any of the lines from the Tamil lines?
Oh, no. I don't. I genuinely don't. This was, I think, 5-6 years ago, in fact.
Right. It happened in 2014, I guess.
Like 4 years ago, I would still remember, but right now I'm just completely blank. I have really no idea what.
Yeah.
So, I don't any of the lines.
Definitely. So, like, you know, you have a lot of experience in working in so much of variety of platforms, maybe in Telugu language or maybe in Tamil or like Hindi, basically. And also you've been working on so much of platforms, like, you know, daily soaps, TVs and web series. So what is your lookout or the perspective when you've been offered a movie or offered a daily soap or offered a web series? Like, how do you look at these three platforms? Like, do you look at them differently, or is it the same thing for you?
Like, as a audience perspective, definitely it's very different. But as an actor and as like working behind the camera or like, you know, for the audience perspective, it's very different. But for me, it's the same because on every platform, we are telling a story, right? We are telling the world a story, and it's a fictional story. So it's the same the way we shoot and everything. But I have stopped doing TV. It's been like 4-5 years that I've stopped doing TV. But I would definitely want to come back if the show is really great or my character is really convincing and challenging. And whenever I take a project, it's always based on the story and my character. So I think that is the only thing I see, not the platform.
Right. So, like, whenever films come to you, like, you know, even right now you're doing scoop of videos with Timeliners or Gali Appa, basically. So, like, you know, wherein mm-hmm. you are playing a character of a bold and a fierce woman when it comes to Gali Appa. Like, you know, the girls, why can't girls have the privilege, I would say. Like, you know, it's the kind of a mm-hmm. tagline that you're promoting. Like, you know, girls can also have the fun. Girls can also be bold and fierce when it comes to Gali Appa. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, like, how was your, like, you know, take, or how do you, like, you know, how did it happen to you, basically, I want to ask.
Also with Gali Appa, I feel like, I mean, Gali Appa, like I personally feel that there is like a lot of girl-related content, and but it, I always feel that it's not, it's like not feminism in your face. It's like very, it's like very satire, in a very satire zone, and it's in a very fun zone. And I really like the kind of videos, even if I'm not there in the video. I mean, I always used to watch Girl Yappa before I entered it, and I really like their content and the way they tell a story about a girl, and it's so relatable. Even with Girls Hostel, I feel every character in that show was so relatable. Like, I could relate to every character in that show. Like, it's same with the girls. I mean, there are so many people who come and told me that, you know, it's not just one character. It's every character's one aspect that we have in us. So, I mean, every writer in Girl Yappa is so, so good that, you know, every girl in the world, and even boys for that matter, relate.
Exactly. Also, speaking about so much of content that you have created, basically, you know, you've been part of so many roles and characters. So tell me one such character or a role which you relate the most. Like, if I was so-and-so character, I think that was real ehsaas, or I could relate 100% with that character. So one such character in your whole journey up till now?
See, not every character 100%. Like, for example, as I said, that every character that I've faced, some aspect or the other is in me, but not entirely. Like, even with Shivangi in Kota Factory, there are some aspects that I feel that are in me, and then there are some that are not. Okay, and there are some that I really want to be. Like, Shivangi is somewhat I aspire to be. Like, the bindas that she is, the mofat that she is, she's whatever in the face, and I'm not that person, right? But I'm at the same time, like, very cool and chill about some things. So there are some, like, even in Richa is like, Richa's story is very similar to mine, because my mom is very strict and I always had deadlines and stuff. Not as much as Richa, but like a little relatability is still there, and how she wants to live her life by her own rules is something I also believe in. And then there's Tanvi from Humtum that I really, really like somewhere relate to. So not 100%, but yes, there are some little aspects in every character that I've done that are similar to ehsaas, but then there are some that are not.
All right. Agreed to this point. And also moving on to the series or the sequence that you have done, like Phook in 2008 and Phook 2, which I've done in 2010.
Yeah.
So what was your experience with that kind of a film?
Also, Phook was basically, like, my mom was very double-minded before doing the movie, because I had to get all possessed in the movie, and it was all about, black magic, and it is something that I never done before. I have never played a ghost or a possessed character ever before that. So my mom was very, very, because I was very young, and she was just like, that it's too young for her to do this, it's too soon, and I don't know if she'll be able to do it. And Ramuji was directing the movie, and he somehow convinced my mom, and he made us watch Exorcist, because it was in somewhat in the similar space. So we watched Exorcist, and when she watched that movie, she got even more of a mind, because she thought that it's going to exactly be the way Exorcist was. But then Ramuji had a whole meeting with Ramuji, and he explained that how the movie is going to be, how aesthetically, and how he's going to shoot it, and how there are not going to be as extreme scenes as in Exorcist. So then I personally really, really liked the story, and I was really excited to do Phook. And I kept convincing my mom. And I think Ramuji and I have somehow convinced my mom to do that movie, and that's how I've done it. And I think it was a good decision to do it, Phook, because that was a whole different experience. And I was such good. I mean, I was appreciated for that movie a lot. Ramuji just gave me a laptop because of my performance. It was a great, great experience, and I think it's one of the best,
I would say. Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, like, moving on, ehsaas, like, you know, speaking about all the filmographies that you have done, I think you have covered almost all the aspects of the acting. Like, you know, like, maybe from Phook, or maybe Devon Ke Dev Mahadev, or maybe from Girl Yappa, Time Limitless, being on so much of platforms of storytelling. What do you feel at moment, like, you know, in this period of your life? Like, you know, what's the one aspect that you have got, like, okay, today I feel settled about this certain issues, or I feel like happy that I've done so much of film. So what is the right now constant or the right now thing in your mind going on?
I still haven't done anything like great. I still want to do a lot of characters and challenging characters, and I'm still not very satisfied with the characters that I've seen. I mean, as you said, that I've done every kind of, but then there's a psychopath that I've never played on screen, or there are not much negative roles that are played on screen. So that is something that I really want to explore and see how I can do as an actor.
Lovely. I can really get to see the passionate actor within Ehsaas. I think really that's a lovely answer that you have given. Like, you know, you're still humble with the characters that are coming on your way. And we wish you all the best for this.
Thank you so much. But yes, that is something that I really want to... I mean, even in TVF, I keep telling writers that, you know, write something interesting for me. Write something very challenging that, you know, takes all my energy and all my hard work. Right? Because I really want to do it. And like, I mean, yeah, so it's something that I want to do.
All right. So when we speak about Ehsaas on set, how is the Ehsaas on set?
Oh, crazy. Very crazy. I am very difficult to handle because I'm always dancing. I'm always screaming and singing. And yeah, I'm a crazy person on set. You can ask everybody. You can also ask all my directors and actors and DOPs because they are all very, very fed up of me because when they have to take a focus on me, I'm never steady. And, you know, like, DPs, I always have to take focus and they want me to stay steady, but I'm never because I have so much energy in me and I'm always dancing. So,
lovely. So, like, Ehsaas, if I ask you, like, you know, all the films are lovely, all the films that we work into it, like, you know, they are our child, I would say, because we really put our blood and sweat into doing all that stuff. But one such set that you have really enjoyed a lot, like, it was a party tha, set. So, one such set.
I mean, sorry, I didn't get your question, sorry.
Okay, like, you know, I wanted to ask you, like, you know, all the movies that we do or all the work that we do, everything is lovely. But one such set where you really felt that this set is really lovely and this set is like just like a party, like, you know, because the work is really not the work. It's so much of fun over there. So one such set.
One set? I think Girls Hostel set because... everybody, like even the director, like Ash Chatty is the director of the show and he is exactly like I am. He's very, very fun to work with. He's always like joking around and having fun doing musti. Then there's Ashwin who's the DP and he's also like exactly the same. And all the actors, Srishti, Parul, Simran and I, like we became best friends. Like it was like a girls hostel behind the camera. So I think that one set and all the ladies, Abhishek, Yash and Ria, Durin, everybody were like, it was always a party on set. Like, we were never serious. Even Trupti, like, who's playing Warden in the show, she is one big, big, you know, she's very funny and she's very random. She's always like, she's very random and we are all having fun on set. So I think that was like a party. So Girls Hostel is literally behind the scenes is always a party. Even if you see the grouper, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Moving on, Ehsaas, what do you see the most challenging aspect of your job?
Good question. Let me think. I think most of it, like 50% of it is, 50 no actually, 80% of it is very challenging because we have to shoot for really long hours and like if we have like a very difficult scene to do, we have to get it right. And like, it's just not one person who's doing the scene. There are so many other people. There are hundreds of people working on the same exact scene. There are these technicians, there are lights and stuff like that. And that, then if we get it right, there's something that goes off with the prop or with the light or some technical issue. So I think that like getting a shot right and a very difficult shot right is the most challenging thing to do. And there's like all the sweat and mehnat of so many, like over 100 people on it. So I think that is very, very challenging. And then there are a lot of other things also, like characterization and lines and stuff. So yeah, 80% of our job is very difficult to do. But it's fun at the same time too.
All right. As you spoke about characterization, I remember one thing. Like, you know, when a certain role is offered to you, so what do you seek in order to see the mannerism of the role? So basically, like you go and watch out the people who do that, or is it something that you search about it, or is it something that you put it in your own mind and you go through your own imagination for a certain role?
So we read the script and I sit with the director and I first sit with the director and I see what he wants and what he has in mind about the character and how he is seeing the character and what is his vision, and then I give, like, we have long discussions about characters, and I go into the mind of the character and think that if this character does something like that, for example, Richa is a little different. I mean, if there was a situation, how would Richa handle it? Like, I to the director and the writer that how they see Richa and how they've written Richa, and then understand it and then put a little my vision to it also. So I think that is how I work on a character.
So like mostly you try to derive a lot of the imagination from the writer and the director, and then there's a SR side to it as well.
Yeah, it's their vision, and I just have to portray that.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I think more I just like do as the director and the writer same ask me to do.
Definitely, because at the end of the day, I think when as an actor, I think we all are director people. We have to listen to what the director wants and what the director asks for.
Right.
Exactly. So, like, you know, SRs, like, if you start looking at this years, like, 2 years back, the social media was in full force, and today it's growing tremendously. So, like, what is your take on this? Like, you know, previously the actors were not so much influenced by the social media, but today there's a branding, there is PR, there's so many of people who are working behind you for a certain brand or a certain film. So, like, do you ever feel the pressure of being perfect? Of being the, like, you know, the girl who's endorsing a lot of brands or items. So do you feel a sort of pressure on the social media at times?
Pressure is always there, even if you're not an influencer, right, to be honest. It's not just, the pressure is not only on influencers, I'll be honest with you, or on actors. It's even if you have like 300 followers, you still have that pressure of people liking your pictures and, you know, you being active on social media and trying to grow on social media. So I think social media in general gives you a lot of pressure. But for influencers, it's always very easy because there are a lot of people working behind you and there are people managing you. And then there are brands and you're making content. So at the same time, it's a good thing for people, I mean, to like for talent people to show their talent on social media, right? So they, I mean, when I have a brand approaching me and they give me a concept, I write my own scripts and I make, like, the videos that I do on Instagram is all me. I write it down and I think about it. So, like, it's like you get, like, people get to, you know, portray their talent on social media by writing content and creating it and putting their own touch to it and stuff like that. So I think it's both. I mean, pressure is always there, even if you're not an influencer for me. And it's a good thing also. Like, I have fun promoting brands and, you know, writing scripts for them and getting them approved and stuff like that. I always have fun.
It's always an entertaining part whenever a brand approaches or any activity on a social media is really a happy thing.
Yeah. For me, it's very entertaining.
Exactly.
Whenever I feel some pressure, I go off Instagram. I delete it. I'll be honest with you. There are times I've deleted Instagram and then downloaded it back again after an hour. So, and then that's enough for me. Like 1 hour of break from Instagram is enough for me to get off the pressure.
All right. Moving on, what's the favorite part of yours being an actor?
Hmm. 1 minute, I was drinking water, sorry. Yeah. My favorite part is everything. Acting in the first place is acting, and because I'm very passionate about acting and I love acting. I love doing different kinds of roles. And that is the first thing that I love. Then there's getting ready, then there's just pampering that the entire set does to you, and yeah, so acting is my favorite part of being an actor.
All right. So, like, if you look at you, I think you are a professional actor, and whenever you are on the set, you really enjoy each and every aspect of it. So, what is the mantra that you use to keep yourself focused and let go of the distraction in your job?
I think this is not something I do, but this is something I believe in. I think you should just leave your phones in your vanity van. I think that is the first thing that you should be doing, because if you carry your phones on set, it just distracts you a lot. And this is something that I've not been doing lately. And I used to do it. I used to leave my phone in my room, and, you know, I just used to like get out of my vanity van with the script and not with the phone. So that is the first thing you should do. And you should just be like focused and just concentrate on the script and on the scene, and then you can do whatever the hell you want in the break. That is something I believe in. That is the easiest thing you can do.
Alright. And Esas, if I ask you, what is the jolt or what is the motivation behind all this? Like, you know, the thing that you get up from the bed and you start working harder and sincerely in your art. So what is that motivation or the jolt behind you?
The jolt is to just, like, the thing is that I love acting and I'm very passionate about it. So I think the jolt just comes with that, with the passion that I have for acting. So the jolt just comes along with that. The moment I don't have the jolt, it means that I've lost the passion for acting. So it comes along with that, and then entertaining people and the love that I get, the appreciation that I get, and for my work, and you know, the motivation to keep working hard and keep doing well and not letting the people down who praised you for your work, who've appreciated you for your work. Not letting them down is, I think, the motivation and the josh that I
get. Lovely. So I would also add the word content. Does content play an important part in this motivation, the josh?
Yes, it definitely does. If the content doesn't interest me, I don't think I would want to do it. But then again, I feel like if I am stuck with a bad content, I'll be very honest with you. There are times that I'm stuck with a bad content. I don't have a way out. There's something, I won't name it, but then there are times where I'm actually stuck with a bad content, but I still give my 100% because you never know. These things are very unpredictable. What?
Right.
And nowadays, in this digital and this digital phase, anything can go viral. Anything can go... it's just a humongous thing.
Exactly. Like, for that matter, I would really, like, you know, want to sprout some happiness in this podcast. So there was a woman from the remotest village and like chai pilo and all that stuff that really went viral, or that person who was doing with the weed stuff. I think anything you do on the TikTok or anything that you do, I think anything gets viral in this today's world. That's very true.
Yeah, so my idea is to, even if you don't like it, even if you're stuck with something, just give your 100%, because anything can go viral and then people will watch it.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
If you're not giving your 100%, then people will watch it, and if it goes viral, then you're screwed. So I think you should just always, and this is something my mom has taught me. This comes from my mother. I'll give her all the credit for this idea. So yeah.
All right. So Ehsaas, here we have been, like, you know, been there with a lot of good words and a lot of good noteworthy points that you spoke into this conversation. Now is the time to sprout up some more happiness and some more laugh by introducing the Josh Fire segment. So are you excited for it?
Yes, very.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, chalo. I hope that you have the same excitement is there as you started off.
Yes. Very, very excited.
Chalo. Abhi mil gaya wo excitement factor. So let's just jump into it. So first question to you, are you a tea or a coffee person?
Yeah. Listening.
No. Are you a tea or a coffee person?
I'm a coffee person.
Mountain or beaches?
Beaches. Mountains, beaches, both.
Both. Chalega. Name three.
I was a mountain person earlier. Then I went to Goa and now my mind has been changed completely. So,
let's just add both.
Yeah, I just do it both. Yeah, both.
Chale, yeah. So, name three weird things about your lifestyle.
My lifestyle. I don't take a bath in the morning. I take a bath at night. And yeah, that is one weird thing. I don't comb my hair because I have naturally curly hair. And if I comb them, they become all frizzy and they're weird. And I have, say, about 6 mugs of coffee every day.
Six mugs of coffee every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Minimum.
Okay. Like, you like to drink a lot of coffee?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Who do you think to be your competition in the industry?
My competition in the industry?
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Every girl my age who's a good actor and who's good looking is my competition. Can't name one.
All right.
I'll be back.
Okay, so was there any time, like, you know, you were envy about anyone or something, like you were really, like, you wanted to do a film that was offered to a person that you really look forward to?
Always, every time.
Okay, but that is a healthy competition of the people that you idolize.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that, like, anybody doing a good movie, you would always want to do. That's
right.
Human nature, you would want to do that film. But it's not that I'm jealous of somebody, it's just that I wish to do that movie too.
Yeah, because simply you idolize the person or you look forward to that person, I would say. Yeah. Moving on. Yeah, I'm making the game simple for you.
Thank you, Omkar.
One thing of yours you would love to be insured about.
Insured about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to be insured about.
Yeah.
That, I'm doing good. I'm a good person. Maybe that is something.
Achha,
that
the quality of yours you would love to be insured about.
My kindness.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Pick anyone to team up with you to be a dance partner.
My dance partner?
Yeah.
Wow.
dance partner, I think I would like to dance with Srishti Srivastava because she's a very good dancer.
Okay. And
I would like to have a good dance with her one day.
Acha, so you pair up with Srishti Srivastava.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the next question. Pick anyone to be your co-star in a movie and also name the movie.
My co-star in a movie?
Yeah. Let's pick anyone from Bollywood.
Oh. Okay. Ranbir Kapoor from Tamasha.
Lovely. And matlab, okay, lovely. I think you have really spoken the film name and then Ranbir. Okay, that's a lovely. We would really love to see you there.
Yeah.
Next, pick anyone to team up to be a gym partner.
Oh God, there's so many people right now in my mind. A gym partner. I would like to work out with Ranbir Singh.
Acha. Like, have you said there are so many people, so name three then. Ranbir Singh is the first one, second one?
Ranbir Singh, Salman Khan, and Nick Jonas.
Wow, that's a lovely combination. Matlab, pura Hollywood, Bollywood, matlab, chha gaye, guru.
I've seen Nick Jonas' workout videos and I've really been inspired by it sometimes.
But I think like Nick Jonas is more into the singing side. I'm not sure about his gymming stuff and all, but I think
bahut achha gaana. He's like a maniac, I've seen it.
Achha, lovely. Yeah, so, like a lot of good songs, a lot of good gymming, so like a good combination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving on. So what the following people have, you wish you had? Alia Bhatt.
Okay. Her acting skills.
Kareena Kapoor.
Who? Kareena Kapoor?
Hmm.
The way she's always gorgeous. Like, I think the moment she wakes up also she's gorgeous. So I think that ability to be gorgeous every second of her life is something that I would want.
Great one, great one. Aishwarya Kapoor. Sorry, Aishwarya Rai.
Her eyes.
Yeah. Lovely. I think they're charismatic.
Who?
They're charismatic. Matlab, unke eyes are very charismatic. They're beautiful.
Right. I
thought I got Carrie Minaj. No. Next, Sara Ali Khan.
Oh, look, she's very witty and she's very, you know, I feel she's very evolved. I like her brain maybe. I really like want her brain. She's very smart. I find her very, very smart.
Very smart, right. Because she really knows how to act in public and like, not act, behave in public. Yeah. Because she is really, I would say, the gorgeous and the most looked after person after all.
Yeah. Her mannerisms and the way she talks.
Yeah.
And she feels very well-read, which she is. So I think that.
Bhuvan Bam.
Oh, wow. Everything. I mean, his kindness, the way he is, right? He's so down to earth and he's so humble. I've met him a couple of times and he's a really nice person in spite of the stardom that he has, like this massive stardom that he has. I think I would like to be as grounded as he is.
Lovely. Next question. One thing you do to stay real on social media. One thing you do to stay real on social media.
To stay real on social media, I think I'm just myself. I don't try to pretend to be somebody else. I'm just, if I'm a crazy person, I show it that I'm crazy. I post stressful, stupid and ugly photos of me. I think that is how I'm real on social media. That is what I believe.
Yeah. So whatever people see Ehsaas Channa on the social media platform, she is the real one. So there is nothing that goes like, you know, making up of it, anything.
Yeah.
All right. The next segment, name one person for the following. Okay?
Okay.
To have a coffee with.
Karan Johar.
Karan Johar.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to tell you, Ehsaas, because, you know, many times I've asked this question and people really say that the whole sentence is incomplete without Karan Johar. So because it's coffee with Karan, so Karan has to be there.
I don't know. If the moment I hear coffee, I hear...
Yeah, Karan. मतलब पूरा branding ही कर लिया है. I would say like in a certain way, I would really feel like, I feel to say this, like, you know, that he has really branded the word coffee. Like coffee goes for Karan.
True.
Yeah. Next, to hang out on a brunch.
Hang out on a brunch. It has to be from Bollywood only?
No, any person.
Hello?
Huh, any person.
To hang out, I think Parul. Parul is a really great, Parul Gulati. I think I would go out on a brunch with her. She's
yeah, and if you have to choose in this, like, you know, for this aspect, if you have to choose anyone from Bollywood, who it would be?
Sara Ali Khan.
Lovely. But let me, like, you know, make you alert about it, because she'll be really having, like, itna hi khana, utna hi khana, because she really has to maintain her fitness, no?
She will be, because that will inspire me also, because I'm a foodie and I also want to, like, be fit. So
I think that brunch conversation is really going to have some good tips for the, like, you know, eating but exercising the well way in order to look fit.
Yes.
Yeah. The next, whose career graph you would love to replicate?
A career what? Sorry?
Career graph you would love to replicate.
Ranveer Singh.
Lovely.
I think.
And yeah. The last question, wherein you really have to be honest about it, whose voice you would love to have on your GPRS?
Deepika Padukone.
Hi. She really has a lovely voice, definitely. So let me tell you, Ehsaas, with this question, we are done with the Josh Fire segment, and you were really so spontaneous and so honest with the answers, because you really did not make up any answer. You were so spontaneous and you spoke out your heart. So thank you so much, and you get 10 on 10 for this. Let me be honest about it.
Thank you. Yay!
Yeah. And before we end the show, tell me one thing, that what is the advice that you would like to give to the teenager Ehsaas who is looking out for some guidance in this world?
I think just stop being negative about yourself. I think that is something that I would like to tell my old... I'm still being negative, but I was 50% more negative about everything and myself, especially when I was young. So I think that is something that I would tell my younger version to not be negative. And I would still say that to myself. But I think I have a little bit grown up from that.
All right. But I think you're still a teenager, right?
I'm 20. I mean, I'll turn 20 next month. So, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, I think 5th of August or something.
5th August, yeah.
Oh, come on. So, our PR team and I have done a good research that seemed... Lovely. That was really lovely to be in conversation with you, Ehsaas. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll see you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of jokes. Thank you.